Good Monday morning, and welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dori Nutt, one of the producers of this feature that presents talented Tennessee Valley writers reading their own works. Today, Brenda Wilkerson returns, bringing a story of a woman taking charge of her own destiny.
Yet another excruciating counseling session full of lies, accusations, and resented anger complete. Her heavy heart struggled to understand what was happening. Just moments before the session, he had walked up to her car and initiated pleasant small talk. He strangely laughed and joked as if they weren't living separated, and their marriage of 25 years and the hearts of their three children wasn't hanging on by a tethered spider's silk. Once they took their seats in front of the counselor, it was like an inaudible bell rang or invisible switch had been flipped. Safely behind the counselor's closed doors, he lowered his worn-out mask and began tearing her down piece by piece. Her mind was churning, trying to find anything that would make sense of it all. He was so angry and said horrible things she had never heard before in front of the counselor. This torment had been going on for years. She knew they were struggling and sought help many times before. According to her very own husband, she was a troublemaker, mentally confused, menopausal, unsubmissive, and unstable. He lied. He accused. He degraded. He seethed. He interrupted. He raised his voice over and over and again and again. She sat in tears, thankful that the counselor gave her a chance to defend herself after each angry accusation. She was so weak. He only acted this way when they were alone or in front of a counselor who was, by law, not allowed to share what he witnessed or what he heard. But she had done her homework. She had invested so many hours researching and reading about how to survive in a destructive marriage that tore at the fabric of her soul. After one of the longest hours of her life, she couldn't walk fast enough down the winding steps, trying to lose him as they left the church. Pushing through the double doors and welcoming the fresh air, she took a hard left and quickly walked to her car with tears still streaming down her flushed cheeks. Awkwardly, he kindly called out to her and asked if she would like to stay at their marital home since it was supposed to storm that night. Behind her back, he must have slid the mask back in place. She politely declined. In this moment, she would rather face a tornado. His now Jekyll demeanor, after the hide hell rained down on her for an hour, was like sips of oxygen after a barrage of emotional waterboarding. She knew nobody would believe her. Knowing so many women struggle with this very same hell, she decided to be bold and do something different. So this time when she got to her car, she slid her finger along the side of her smartwatch and pushed stop.
Brenda Wilkerson has a master's degree in elementary education and spent some time teaching, but has found her purpose in driving a school bus in Madison County. She says she loves going to work every Monday morning, and she's writing a book of her stories called Once Upon a School Bus. You can hear Brenda's story again or hear any of the past stories and poems of Sundial Writers by visiting our website, WLRH.org. Then just click on Sundial under the shows and podcast tabs. And it's also really easy to find on our free mobile app. And you know you can count on another new episode of the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.